again, friends, with Matt Day, with Bob and Ray, and Bill Green at the piano, our happy musical composer. Composer of such hits as I Want Mary Harry, My Happy Waltz, and Who's It's from Massachusetts.
There's oodles of other songs, too.
Well, anyway, here we are in this dull Monday with more of this fast-moving humor designed to keep you partly entertained for 20 minutes or so before the ball game, as is our practice every day.
Do we have any letters from listeners to answer this morning?
Yes, the first letter we have here is from a young man, I believe, in Malden.
All right. Will you give me his question?
Well, his question is simply this. He wants to know if you can help him. He and his friend, it seems, are having an argument over the exact year that Colorado joined the Union.
1778 was before Colorado joined the Union.
He wanted to know when did Colorado join the Union.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing I can connect with that is that Siler's was established even before Colorado joined the Union.
I think that's enough for him.
If he wants more
information. There's a BS here, he says, no, that's not going to help me.
Well, I would suggest he write to Colorado in care of the United States of America. And he will get an answer by return mail, I'm sure. Just address your card to Colorado.
That should help him, then. That would be a bigger help. Another letter here, Mr. Know-It-All, is from a young woman up in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And she wants to know if it's true.
Tell her that I made arrangements for the truck and...
No, she has nothing... she asks nothing about the beer truck.
Oh.
She just wants you to help her answer this argument. It seems she's having an argument with her friend.
Everybody's having arguments, aren't
they? More fighting going on. Yeah. And she and the friend are arguing over the exact age of Lewis Stone.
Lewis Stone, on his last birthday, I am told by my reliable Hollywood correspondent, was 43 years old.
Doesn't sound right to me, but I guess we'll have to let it go at that.
Mickey Rooney, on the other hand, is 71.
Our final question is, how do you get away with this every day, sir?
That is a question that we can't answer.
It's signed by the boss.
Yeah, we can't answer that, boss. Is it signed that he's...
He signed the boss.
Does it say worried boss?
No, just the boss.
Yeah. He's back from Florida today, I hear.
He is? Well,
yeah.
I hope he has a nice tan.
I hear he does.
He does, huh? Mm-hmm. I have a nice tan, too, but I bought mine at Liggett's.
You suppose he missed us while he was away?
I was wondering about that this morning, Bob, if he missed us at all, or if he's kind of glad to get away from us for a while. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we go down to the office and
why don't
see
we do
how
that?
He is? We haven't talked to him for a long time. Walk along a little
faster. You know, this card, it gets longer and longer every time we go down, Bob. Just gets so long. Here we are, here. I'll just knock at this door. It's Bob and Ray, sir.
Tell him who it is.
I did. It's Bob and Ray.
Get out.
Right.
Well, I guess he...
What's the matter with him, Bob? Does he want to talk to us?
He must have missed us. He remembers us.
Sure. Speaking of bosses and remembering us, here is our announcer with a word that I'm sure you'll all want to hear.
Well, this concerns Supreme California Wine, neighbor, the favorite of smart, thrifty New Englanders
nice
for over a generation.
Tie-in.
I like that neighbor thing there.
Gives it a nice, warm feeling.
More and more people now ask for Supreme California Wine by name. They've learned that the Supreme Wine label is their assurance of the finest in flavor and quality, rich bouquet, and delicate aroma. For parties, for pleasant dinners, or when friends drop in, or drop dead, drop in, Supreme Wine adds a gracious note of hospitality to all your entertaining. Choose from Supreme California Port, Sherry, Muscatel, White Port, Pale Dry Sherry, and Tokay.
You're welcome.
Whichever you prefer, your own taste will tell you it's a truly fine California wine.
So fly anywhere with Supreme Wine.
The next time... That's Royal Air Coach.
That's another commercial.
Next time you visit your favorite package store, don't just ask for wine. Ask for Supreme California wine. Remember to buy wine made by people who know wine. Buy Supreme California wine. Your own taste will tell you that it's truly a fine California wine.
Yes, indeed. Remember it now, friend. Supreme. Ask for it by name.
Spell it out for them.
S-U-P-R-E-M-E. Supreme California.
And the other word is W-I-N-E, wine.
Here now is Bill Green with one of his... What are you going to play, Bill? How High the Moon.
Are you going to do this like Les Paul does it with the guitars? Are you going to dub in different parts? Huh?
What's the matter with Ken Wilson? Does he have that alarm clock flu this morning? Right ahead. Simply drop down here at the burning up warehouse, and we'll try to get one out before the flames reach it for you.
Bill, you weren't at the piano fair, were you? Is that still on?
No, that's all.
Did you miss the piano fair this year?
Did Sammy Eisen play?
I know. I saved up all my pin money for the piano fair, and I went up there. They didn't have any fun at all. Just a lot of pianos, not even cotton candy. So I put my money all into something else.
I saw a picture of Sammy Eisen in the paper, seated at a piano.
Playing with his elbows. It's funny they do that. I don't know how they plan to sell a piano with his face in the ad anyway. It looks like people are selling, they're trying to sell iron tablets or something.
Well,
speaking of iron tablets, save time, save energy, and save money. Fly through Royal Air Coach Agency at rates that are actually... lower than rail. Fly and pay absolutely the lowest fares to anywhere. Yes, friends, you can fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75. Honolulu, $184. Miami, only $37.50. Chicago, $24.
How much do Brockton say?
Doesn't have it listed here, but I would assume it would be considerably less than the trip to Honolulu. Maybe $4 or $5 cheaper. It'd be my guess.
Why should you assume that?
Well, I shouldn't assume it.
Hmm?
I shouldn't assume it, but I did. Now then, friends, don't delay. Call Royal Air Coach Agency right now. Call Miss Aya Krasnovnichna. Now, that's the name to ask for. At Hancock 66640 for your reservations and for the lowest fares to anywhere. You'll fly in luxurious four-engine Douglas liners and swift Curtis Curveyors, and you'll have tempting snacks served free by your stewardess, and you'll be able to take your baggage with you, also free. Royal Air Coach Agency handles reservations for scheduled and non-scheduled flights, so pick up the phone and make your reservations and have your ticket delivered to your door free of charge. You can fly now and pay later. Remember, fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75 and to Miami for only $37.50. Fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to anywhere in the world and save money. There are no lower rates. So call either Miss Krasnovnichna, or if it's easier, call Miss Ray now. Call collect Royal Air Coach Agency, Hotel Bradford, Boston, Hancock 66640. Now that number again for air reservations to anywhere, Royal Air Coach Agency, Hancock 66640, and ask for Miss Ray. Rates are plus tax from New York. There are no lower rates.
And remember, our contest is still on. We haven't decided where we want to spend our vacation, and if you'd like to tell us where to go, address a card to Bob and Ray in care of Where to Go, WHDH Boston.
We had some wonderful entries on the contest we had the other day. However, we haven't determined the winner as yet. It's still in the making.
It's really quite interesting to see where you people would like to have us go.
That's another contest.
Oh. Well, I was reading some of the answers to those this morning, and...
Golly, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do something exciting, Bob. What should we do?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, we can go over to River's Mouth. Big thing's been happening over there. The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Love, starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, Uncle Eugene as Horace K. Winterhalter. Today, early afternoon, the beginning of a new week in River's Mouth, as Linda and David contemplate the arrival of the men we know only as Finch and Edgerly.
David, come over here right away.
Yes.
That's the wrong character.
Yes, my dear.
Look, David, I've been invited to participate in the new play being put on.
By the River's Mouth Dramatic and Chorale Society?
No. No, by the River's Mouth Hemstitch Playgoing Club.
The River's Mouth Hemstitch Playgoing Club.
Let's just say it once. Huh? Yes, they want me to play the lead.
They do? What's the play going to be?
Little Women.
Well, Linda, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for
you. You have a part in it, too.
What am I going to portray?
Well, nothing, but they refer to you three or four times.
A good part.
Oh, it's wonderful.
When do rehearsals begin?
Last night they started, David. I couldn't make it. Of course, I was tied up.
Yes, I'm glad I came in time to untie you.
You just saved my life, David.
Do you know?
Another few moments and the wick would have been to the dynamite.
Do you know who it was that tied you up?
I have a funny idea. It's Chipper.
You mean...
Yes.
But it couldn't be Chipper. Yeah. He's 1,000 miles away
no,
from you.
No, he was sprung last week. And I have reason to believe that he headed right here to River's Mouth.
You mean Chipper is back in town?
He knows that I was responsible for sending him up.
Yes, you sent both Chipper and Sandy up several years ago.
Yes. Yes,
two characters that have never been in here before.
David, I'm so worried about it all.
I should think you well might be.
If you weren't so strong, I don't believe I'd be up to it.
Oh, we have nothing to worry about.
Oh, David.
That's a sure thing.
David, you're so fine.
Then I believe the telephone is knocking, ringing.
No, it's that confounded piano player next door. Bill Green is always writing something.
I wish we'd never rented him that house.
It's our own fault. Out all night, playing music, wild merrymakers.
I believe he's going to play something now that he just wrote.
Oh, that's pretty. I wonder what... I think... Oh, yes. I heard him talking with Mrs. Johnson about it. He's going to call it Clara the Loon.
I don't believe it will ever be successful.
No, it'd be tough to write words for her.
Well, anyway, we do know one thing, and that is that Chipper is back here in town.
Yes, and he's up to no good. Put down the window, will you, please? He must have heard us. David...
Well, what was Linda about to say? And what of Chipper's arrival in River's Mouth? And David's forthcoming visit to Pretoria? We'll learn more tomorrow when we hear Uncle Eugene say...
Well, folks.
That's tomorrow in the next episode, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely.
Say, incidentally, with Easter just a few days away now, next Sunday... You should get your order in for ham real soon. And I don't know who are better qualified to bring you a ham announcement than Bob and myself here.
Well, we made this little job a week or so ago. I think we sang very well.
Well, let's listen.
Stop.
Squire's Allington ham is truly very fine. If you really want to dine, Squire's, that's for mine. Juicy, tender, tasty, sweet, it really is divine. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner too, always a winner, I'm telling you.
Squire's Allington ham for mine.
You bet. Squire's Allington ham for mine.
Yes, homemakers, for that Easter feast and everyday treat, you just can't beat tender, delicious Squire's Allington ham. One bite and you too will say, Squire's, that's for mine. Remember, the wise buyer buys Squire.
That sounds like a good suggestion for Easter. I have to check on that.
It's a fast-moving solo there. We have.
Wonder how they ever got Nelson Eddy for that solo part.
I don't know. The whole thing is neatly done. I think it's the Fred Waring group flew up to Boston to make that.
Fred wasn't with them, though.
No, and I don't believe the real group was there either. I think it actually is the Winston County Pea Pickers.
You mentioned me, Ray.
No, I was just mentioning the Winston County Pea Pickers, and
I wish you wouldn't say dirty words like that, because after all, they are in competition with my outfit, the Smoky Valley Boys.
I know, but the Winston County Pea Pickers, I think, are a smarter organization.
Well,
I like their uniforms.
They're fast stepping. They're a moving outfit.
That's right. And they have nice, catchy uniforms. They all wear Mickey Mouse suits, don't they?
That's right.
Something nice about that organization.
Adds a little touch for television.
Yeah, and speaking of that, here's another announcement.
Something wonderful has happened to milk.
Seal test concentrated milk. Fresh, fresh milk in the world's newest, most convenient form. Fresh whole milk with the water removed. There's never been anything like it in history. A third of a quart of Seal Test concentrated milk makes a full quart of homogenized vitamin D milk. Simply add two parts cold water to make fresh milk with all its fine flavor and food value. Mix half and half for extra rich cereal and dessert milk. Use it straight for coffee or tea. It's cream rich in color and flavor. Seal Test concentrated milk does triple duty.
Saves refrigerated space, too.
And what a swell flavor. Best milk I ever tasted.
Try it today.
Seal Test liquid concentrated milk is being introduced in Greater Boston by Deerfoot Farms.
Hurry right along here. So don't forget that, friends, next time you go shopping.
For all of you who have written asking me how the ham shoot was yesterday in Cohasset, it was a big success.
That's good. We had our regular communique from Chief Pelletier, too.
Yes, but we'll have to take that up in greater detail tomorrow.
That's Chief of Police down there. And we'll be back again, I guess, tomorrow. I guess we've got to get flying because I see the Red Sox are taking the field now. And if they don't bring it back, somebody's going to be pretty mad.
We didn't hear from Steve Bosco this afternoon, did we? I hope he calls tomorrow morning.
Oh, he will.
I hope he's out there right now.
At the ballpark.
I suppose.
Ken Wilson again to repeat that the alarm clock flew, but he'll be back again tomorrow, I'm sure.
We'll be here tomorrow morning from 6:35 tonight. Not in this same studio that you're looking at now, but in another one.
Right, if you get work, everyone, won't you? Hang by your thumbs. I'm sure you'll agree, as thousands of others have, that it's milder, much milder. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to Matinee with Bob and Ray. Another in the never-ending series of public service programs that come your way Monday through Saturday at odd and different hours. It's a real pleasure to be with you again on this rather dull Tuesday, the 20th of March, which is a very important date, actually.
What a wonderful day this would be to go camping out with a tent, pop tent.
Say, this would be it, wouldn't it, huh?
I don't think it'd be so good, Tex. Who is playing the music today? Just our piano player? That was our piano.
Well, he'd be throwing a man. No rush.
That was our piano player with our theme.
Bill Green. And very nicely done. That brings us around to the point that we've wanted to bring up before, Fran, but never knew how to mention it to you. It's, what was the point we wanted to bring up?
Our new account that we have today. The bicycle renting service.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the You Pedal It.
That's right. Bert's You Pedal It.
And they'll meet you at any airport, and you can have a bicycle, a brand new modern bicycle, to go visit your girlfriend.
They'll pay for all of the gas and oil that you'll need.
Yeah, and when you go there, you'll say, well, sure, this is my own.
And they charge you by the mile, don't they, on that?
That's right. And nobody knows that you've rented the bicycle, except there's a big sign on your back says, well, I've rented this bicycle.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much of a jerk, too.
But it's the way...
That's underlined.
It's the way to travel if you're out of town and you want to get places fast. I mean, a bicycle will get in and out of traffic a lot easier.
Sure.
As long as you're in good physical condition, this is the thing for you.
So will you keep that in mind, friends? If you want a bicycle for business or for pleasure when you're touring this summer, call a You Pedal It in your neighborhood.
Why not take your vacation with a You Pedal It bicycle?
Think of the fun you'll have. Think of the open road. And may we suggest the Concord Turnpike to you?
Or possibly a spin out around Magazine Beach would be more to your liking.
Well, whatever road you'd like to pedal a bicycle on, they're open and they're available to you. I don't know the rates, but I think the nearest You Pedal It office would have the figures.
Sure, they would. Sure.
Now, what about this idea you
have?
Well,
this is new ideas for mealtime planning. I think they're wonderful ideas because they're for delicious meals that are truly different. And that they're made with Hung's prepared Chinese foods. Hung's Chinese food products are perfect for low-cost meal planning and for parties, quick snacks, and unexpected guests as well. Available either frozen or canned, Hung's Chinese food products are quick and easy to prepare. All you do is heat and serve. They're delightfully different, and they make a meal that's ready on a moment's notice. Now, you have a choice of Hung's Chinese chicken chow mein, Chinese chop suey, fried rice, and egg roll, freshly prepared with only the finest ingredients by expert chefs, Chinese chefs, under the personal supervision of Stephen Hung.
On it, though.
For a tasty meal, don't do that too often now, because he's going to be up here Thursday, I understand. And we'll probably want to have a few words with him, yeah.
Well, we'll have to chat with Steve about all this stuff, find out how he makes it.
Yeah.
And
in the meantime, why don't you buy some and serve it? The chicken chow mein, Hung's chicken chop suey, egg roll, and rice, fried rice. Ask for Hung's famous Chinese food products next time you shop. They're sold at leading markets and grocery stores all over New England.
Yes, get Hung.
Now, I think in answer to a lot of requests, we've got to go out west today. We haven't been out there for a long time. We haven't seen what's going on at the crossroads or anything.
So why don't we hustle out there? Good morning, boys and girls. It's time once again for Out West with Bob and Ray. Today we find the two intrepid travelers, a horseback, riding through the arroyo. And we hear one of them say to the other,
kind of an aroma in this arroyo, isn't there?
What's that?
I see there's kind of an aroma in this arroyo.
Let's settle down here. Park the horses in a semicircle.
Yeah, and maybe engines are out, huh?
Bring any food with you?
I got just these fresh Parker House rolls I brought.
Good. I got a pound of butter on my saddle seat here.
Doesn't that look like a deserted mining town over there?
Let's look. Oh, shucks, no.
Oh, it must be just a mirage.
That ain't no marriage. You know what that is?
That's the horizon, huh?
No, that's Indian camp. And what are they trying to say? What do those smoke rings say?
Say L.S. M.F.T.
What'd that mean?
I don't know.
Let's ride. Like
why don't
we never rode before?
Riding up to the Indian camp, Bob and Ray try to make friends with the hostile Indians
who
are dressed in war paint.
We don't mean trouble for you guys. We're trying to settle a new west for people.
Where you from, anyway?
Said one of the Indians.
Well, we're from back east, sir. We rode out west of Dodge City where there ain't no law.
I got news for you. You go too far west. You all the way east now.
Where are we?
You on the Lower Yangtze River. You're going to be captured by a river pirate.
What for? We haven't done nothing. We're trying to open the west for the great peoples.
Huh?
I mean, we're trying to open the great west for the people.
You just line up here in queue.
All right.
So...
This means trouble.
Yeah, we're captured, huh?
see. So get Hung's today.
If we had Royal Air Coach, we could fly out of here at rates that are actually lower than rail.
But
we could fly and pay absolutely the lowest rates to anywhere we wanted to go.
There's no Royal Air Coach agency here in...
No, but if there were, we could fly at Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75. I don't know how this would work from China. You suppose it's the same rates from over there back? Now, Honolulu must be cheaper than $184 from the Yangtze River, isn't it?
Yeah.
But from here, it's $184. To Miami, you can go Royal Air Coach for $37.50 and to Chicago for $24. And
yeah.
We shouldn't delay because we're in serious trouble over here.
Yeah.
So call Royal Air Coach Agency right now, will you? Call for Miss Ree.
All right.
Call Mr. Ree, it'd be better. Uh-huh. Or Mr. Lee.
Well, let's see the price.
At Yangtze 6-6640. Or Hancock 6-6640.
If you're in Boston, where we are.
They will make reservations for the lowest rates to anywhere. Now, what will we fly in?
You'll probably fly, friends, in four-engine Douglas liners or Swift Curtis Curveyors. You'll have tempting snacks served free by your stewardess, and you'll be able to take your baggage with you, also free. Now, Royal Air Coach Agency handles reservations, scheduled and non-scheduled flights, so pick up the phone and make your reservations and have your ticket delivered to your door free of charge.
So pick up the phone, give it a smell.
You can fly now.
That's different, Mercer.
You can fly now and pay later. Remember, fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75, and to Miami for only $37.50. You can fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to anywhere in the world and save money. There are no lower rates. So call Miss Ray now and call collect Royal Air Coach Agency, Hotel Bradford, Boston, Hancock 66640. That number again for your air reservations to anywhere, Royal Air Coach Agency, Hancock 66640. Ask for Miss Ray, rates of plus tax from New York. And remember, there are no lower rates.
Watch out, Dad. Here comes the music. Bill Green with his big offering for the day. You recognize that?
Sure do. From Miss Liberty, Stardust.
That was so pretty.
That was nice.
What was the name of that, Bill?
Why was I?
Why was I born here? Very familiar.
Well, if you know, send a penny postcard here to Bill Green, care of this station. We don't
start
know.
Your postcard with, you were born because, in 25 words or less.
Finish it now and make your entries real messy looking. Remember?
Oh, yeah, messiness does count.
And being original won't help you a bit.
Neither will accuracy.
But if you know somebody on the program, brother, will that ever help?
In fact, you'd have a good chance of winning if you send your card and your answer to another station, because that would show that you're not being accurate or trying at all.
It would show that you're real sturdy, and that probably would help in the long run. So get to work on it right away, friends, before the thought leaves me. For you.
Today, I was thinking of doing that English thing again that we did once.
What was that?
The mystery, the melodrama. Could we do that with piano?
I wouldn't want to attempt it, Bob.
You wouldn't?
No. Bill, have you found out how Ken is? Actually, we're all pretty worried about him up here. He has the grip, huh? Gee, do you think he'll be back Thursday or Friday for sure?
He'll be back Friday. It's payday.
That's what I was wondering. I want to be sure and have a check ready for him. If you'd rather, I'd send it right to his home and let his wife know for the first time exactly how much he makes, then that's a risk he's going to take.
Well, why let her know that he isn't here?
Oh, that's right.
Huh?
Where is he? He's not home, is he? Oh, ha, now, come on, Bill. We've been friends too long. Where is Wilson?
You can break down and tell it.
Did Wilson hear the playbacks on his new record?
Do you remember Mr. Wilson at all? You remember knowing him? You probably did know him, didn't you? Uh-huh.
You're afraid to criminate yourself, huh? Your mind isn't functioning, I gather.
Tell you what we should mention, and that is that on the 28th of March, I just happen to remember, we're going to be in Brockton for a big hot fun show. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they have a big place down there. I guess it's at the high school, where they're going to have 1,500 people.
Incidentally, we have a wonderful interview coming up later this week if we can arrange it. We're trying to get Frank Costello's manicurist up here.
She has become very well known.
She can write her own ticket now.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else was I going to say? Something I wanted to discuss with all you dear friends out there in Radio Lane.
Ham?
What?
Ham?
Ham. Oh, yeah, that's right. We want to talk about ham today.
Squire's Arlington ham is truly very fine. If you really want to dine, Squire's, that's for mine. Juicy, tender, tasty, sweet, it really is divine. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner too, always a winner, I'm telling you.
Squire's Arlington ham for mine.
You bet. Squire's Arlington ham for
yes, homemakers, for that Easter feast and everyday treat, you just can't beat tender, delicious Squire's Arlington ham. One bite and you too will say, Squire's, that's for mine. Remember, the wise buyer buys Squire.
We have our call completed, I believe, to Steve Bosco, our training camp reporter in Florida. I'm kind of excited today because, of course, the Red Sox are playing the Braves. It's another big game in the spring training series. And I'm sure, Steve, that you have a lot of news for us. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Bob and Ray. This is Steve Bosco reporting from Florida.
And jack Steve up a little bit, so better still
Hello.
Prop him up down there.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Steve Bosco reporting from Florida.
Got a pretty good line today. What's new in the baseball world?
Hello. This is Steve Bosco down here in Florida.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, let's get to the news. We don't have too much time.
Hello, operator. Would you check through on that call, please?
You don't need to
check. I can hear me fine, but I can't hear the other
Can people. You hear me, Steve? Hello.
Hello.
Steve, this is Bob and Ray speaking.
Please, this is Steve Bosco. This is supposed to be on the radio.
This is on the radio.
Oh, hello, Bob and Ray.
Hello, Steve.
Hello there.
What's new?
Any baseball up there?
No, not up here. It's down there where you are.
Oh, I know that, but I wonder if there's any baseball up there.
No. Uh-huh. Well, we do have a baseball down in the office there that we use during the summer on off hours.
Hello. Yes, Bob and Ray. What you say?
How does the game look this afternoon?
What game is that, fellas?
What's that?
I said, what game is that?
Hello,
Bob and Ray?
Yeah, I
Steve Bosco calling from Florida.
Yeah, I know it.
How about
the Braves and the Red Sox? They're playing this afternoon.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Wait, down here anyway?
Down the right way you are there. Where are you anyway?
I'm here in Sarasota, but they're playing over in, what's that town? Bradenton, is it? It's a little too far for me. I'm out here on the porch. I have a long extension on the phone, and there's myself and my friend and two other friends sitting here. We kind of hate to get up and go anywhere.
Well, that's what you're down there for, remember?
Yeah, I know, but you only live once. You bet.
Yeah.
So that's about it as I see it for now, fellas. So,
have you talked with any of the managers or the players or anything around the hotel there?
No, we've got nothing in common.
Well, you're not supposed to have anything in common except an interest in baseball, and you're supposed to drag some facts out of them that you can give us exclusively.
Well, I don't know whether you can use this or not, but some of the pitchers down here, they throw with their right hand, and some of them throw with the left. Now, I don't know what you want to make out of that, unless it's a new technique or something.
Well, we'll analyze it.
But I don't know whether it's ever happened before, but I've noticed it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's about all the news I have.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that money coming, boys, and I'll keep you informed of everything that happens in Florida. But it's time for me to sign off now. This is Steve Bosco rounding first and being thrown out at second.
Something wonderful has happened to milk.
Seal test, concentrated milk. Fresh, fresh milk in the world's newest, most convenient form. Fresh whole milk with the water removed. There's never been anything like it in history. A third of a quart of Seal Test concentrated milk makes a full quart of homogenized vitamin D milk. Simply add 2 parts cold water to make fresh milk with all its fine flavor and food value. Mix half and half for extra rich cereal and dessert milk. Use it straight for coffee or tea. It's cream rich in color and flavor. Seal Test concentrated milk does triple duty.
Saves refrigerated space, too.
And what a swell flavor. Best milk I ever tasted.
Try it today. Seal Test liquid concentrated milk is being introduced in Greater Boston by Deerfoot Farm.
Well, that would appear to be it, I guess, Farm.
Boy, it's amazing how fast this time goes here.
It's all too frightening, actually.
This, of course, is our theme, which we wrote many, many years ago.
It's been a wonderful birthday party. I can't thank you and Bill enough for all the swell gifts and everything.
That's all right, Ray.
It's been real nice.
Golly, it's been an entire studio party today, hasn't it?
Great. All the way through, from start to finish.
Yeah.
One slam-bang birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be seeing you again tomorrow, friends, along about this same time. And, of course, tomorrow morning from 6:35 tonight. Right, to get work.
Well, if you can join us a little bit earlier, we'll be here at 6 tomorrow.
That's right, too.
We'll be here.
Hang by your thumbs, everyone. I'm sure you'll agree it's milder, much milder.